Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory, otherwise isolated showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, mid-90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny and hot in the upper 90s, heat values as high as 109. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures mid-70s. Right now, it's 72.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, during the pandemic of the COVID-19. A total of 272,794 advance ballots that have been sent by mail compared to the 3,046 that were sent back in 2018. In other news, Congressman Ron Estes from the 4th Congressional District has announced his endorsement for Kansas State Treasurer Jake LaTurner in the race for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District. He said during a media briefing yesterday that Kansans deserve the best representation in Congress, and Steve Watkins' actions have unfortunately put the seat in danger of being handed over to a Nancy Pelosi liberal who doesn't represent our Kansas values. Mid-American Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Wichita State University's Technical School has embraced a national program the president's daughter has touted, telling workers who lost jobs because of the pandemic to, quote, find something new. The move comes a month after canceling a speech by Ivanka Trump at the university. The university's tech school president, Sheree Utash, serves on a White House panel seeking to promote technical and job training opportunities. Utash spoke to the Sedgwick County Commission on Wednesday about the new national ad campaign. She says the school is involved in the campaign and is highlighted as one of the institutions within it. And federal prosecutors say Kansas businessman has pleaded guilty yesterday for his role in two fraud schemes involving false payday loan debt and tax evasion totaling more than $8 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office says in a news release that 51-year-old Joel Jerome Tucker of Prairie Village, Kansas, pleaded guilty to one count of each transporting stolen money across state lines, bankruptcy fraud, and tax evasion. Under his plea deal, Tucker must pay more than $8 million in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service and forfeit an additional $5,000. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our Mole vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Patrol says troopers have arrested the fiancé of a woman found stabbed to death in the small eastern Nebraska community of Malmo. The patrol says in a news release on Thursday, the 25-year-old Colton Barnes was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder and felony animal cruelty. Authorities say 27-year-old Kayla Matulka's body was found on Wednesday morning in her home in Malmo. Investigators say a dog was also dead in the home. Barnes was being held Thursday in the Saunders County Jail. Malmo is a village of roughly 120 people located 34 miles north of Lincoln. And about 90 people staying at an Omaha homeless shelter have been put in isolation after another guest there tested positive for the coronavirus. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the Sienna Francis House north of downtown Omaha made the move after becoming aware of the positive case on Tuesday. The shelter Rogers Chief Development Officer Chris Knopf said the unit where the infected man was staying has been deep cleaned and another common area of the shelter has been sanitized. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Fair is underway in Blue Rapids, accepting 4-H and open class entries from 4 until 8 p.m. today. The livestock judging contest begins at 7 this evening, and the Red Dirt Rendezvous Band entertains. Saturday, the swine show starts at 8. Dog showcase runs 2 to 4. Bucket calf show is at 5:30. Watermelon feed at 6, and the rewind band is live at 7. Sunday, the beef show starts at 8, poultry show at 9, the model rocket shoot-off at 2. Fair parade begins Sunday at 6. All entries welcome, no candy or contact. Lineup at 5:30. Pedal pull follows the parade, and Savannah Chestnut is live at 8. Petting zoo and pony rides operate each evening, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tune for updates on KNDY from the fair, with 4-H youth who took part in pre-fair judging airing Friday and Saturday, as well as other reports each afternoon with Ben Keller. The North Central Kansas Fair Board at Belleville this week announced the NCK Free Fair will be canceled. The 305 Nationals will still be held at the Belleville High Banks. Republic County now has reported 19 positive COVID-19 cases, with 2 current related hospitalizations. Pottawatomie has also canceled many activities in conjunction with the county fair in Onega due to coronavirus concerns. Washington County still has reported just a single case. Marshall County has 4 current cases with 2 recoveries. Nemahal County has had 34 cases with 1 currently hospitalized and 28 recoveries. A rising number of cases in Kansas prompted Governor Laura Kelly to issue an advisory Wednesday afternoon that suggests school not start until after Labor Day. KNDY will follow plans for area schools as specifics are announced in coming days. Earlier this week, the State Board of Education had advised local districts should control local decisions. Graduation at Lynn High School is planned Saturday at 9 a.m. Lynn had 13 seniors. Graduation at Washington County High School is Saturday at 2. Washington County had 25 seniors. An injury accident was reported July 1st in Marshall County. Ryan Heniaki Frankfurt reportedly struck a vehicle driven by Elmer Samsel of Waterville on Cyclone Lane near 7th Road. Samsel was transported to CMH in Marysville, treated and released. June 29, James Youngins of Seneca lost control of his vehicle on Indian Road near 26th Road, striking a tree. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. Kickoff for the Kansas Shrine Bowl Saturday evening in Topeka is 7 p.m. Storm Slupionic of Marysville, Quinn Bussing of Axtell, and Campbell Havercamp of Centralia will join Coach Larry Glotzik of Centralia in the annual tilt. City of Marysville will host an informational meeting for any groups interested in operating the sport and recreation programs beginning next year. The meeting is open to the public Tuesday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. It was announced this week the annual FNB Fall Fest in Washington, planned in September, will be suspended this year. The Big Kansas Road Trip was postponed again until next May. The annual event, which will include Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties in northeast Kansas, was initially planned in May, but delayed until September on COVID-19 concerns. The latest change was in response to continuing developments from the virus. The new dates are May 6th through the 9th, 2021. Wanda K. Hilchin, age 66, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. A vigil service is planned Friday, 6 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Family will see friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Wanda Hilchin.
Nikki M. McIntyre, age 71, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Saturday, 9 a.m. at St. Gregory Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mickey McIntyre. Noel O'Rourda, age 59, of Summerfield, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at Summerfield. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Noel Rorta. Ray Gobby Dittmers, age 94, of Washington, passed away May 4th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ray Dittmers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a Polish dog, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, five-way mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and carrot cake. Monday, fish, a muffin, coleslaw, and plums. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the main concern for today into the weekend is that heat. We have heat advisories as we're going to see actual temperatures well into the mid to upper 90s. Some areas we could see heat values as high as 110. So make sure you stay safe, keep hydrated, and stay out of the direct sunlight, mainly late morning into the afternoon hours. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see isolated storms for today. We have a system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest. That cold front will push through, bringing more showers and thunderstorms for Sunday into the early parts of next week. So across our area, heat advisory, otherwise isolated storms, sunny skies, mid-90s, heat values at 106. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 70s, wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values as high as 110. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, temperatures mid-70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2006. The average low, 69. Record low, 55, set in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:13. Hazy sunshine, 72 degrees this hour. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 17th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Kids, why are you inside watching TV?
We don't want to go outside.
Because the mosquitoes will bite us.
Mosquito Squad took care of all the mosquitoes, remember? I haven't seen any wasps, ants, or earwigs either. You'll be fine as long as you stay in the yard.
We don't want to stay in the yard.
Oh, good grief.
Call Brad and John Eichelberger with Mosquito Squad of Marysville and Manhattan. They offer a variety of options, including their 21-day satisfaction guaranteed barrier treatment. Call Mosquito Squad at 785-877-8486. And remember,
the only good mosquito is a dead one.
Quick, what's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? Don't know? Then come watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail at the Astro 3 Theater on Friday and Saturday at 7 and on Sunday at 2. Afterwards, head on over to Feldhausen Field for some free movies on Friday and Saturday. At twilight, we'll watch the ultimate summer adventure with The Goonies, followed by the funniest baseball movie ever, Major League. Everyone is welcome. Bring your chairs and blankets or sit right on the grass or tune your car radio to our movie station and watch from the parking lot, the Astro 3 Theater and Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
The NFL's Washington franchise back in the headlines and Tigers return. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. 15 former female employees of the NFL's Washington, D.C. franchise accused the team of promoting a toxic workplace culture, saying they were sexually harassed and verbally abused by three former staffers. The Washington Post reports the allegations, which span from 2006 through 2019, implicate former director of pro personnel Alex Santos, former assistant director of pro personnel Richard Mann, and play-by-play broadcaster Larry Michael. The undefeated senior writer, Jason Reed, says the recourse taken by the organization to date is not enough.
When you talk about where this organization is right now, I mean, this is a horrific story. There's just no way around that. And a lot more is going to have to be done for this organization to really, truly move forward.
No allegations were made against team owner Daniel Snyder or former general manager Bruce Allen. This is ABC Sports. Tiger Woods returned for his first PGA Tour event following a five-month layoff, the Memorial, Thursday. Woods shot a 71 to finish the first round one under par, five strokes behind leader Tony Finau heading into the second round this morning.
I was a little bit rusty, but I felt like it was a good start.
New Orleans Pelicans forward Zion Williamson has left the NBA bubble to tend to an urgent family medical matter. ESPN's Rachel Nichols says the news is detrimental to the Pelicans' playoff push. The team currently sits 3.5 games out of the final playoff spot.
Zion is such a force on the court, such a force on their team. They wanted to make sure that they used these seeding games to get into a postseason position, and now they don't know when he is coming back.
Williamson will only have to quarantine for 4 days upon his return if he tests negative each day he's outside the bubble. This is Rich Cantu. ABC Sports.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth.
Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farming is a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farm lending slowed alongside the initial effects of the pandemic and a more pessimistic outlook for agricultural economic conditions, according to the Kansas City Federal Reserve. The volume of total non-real estate farm loans continued into a year-long trend of declines during the second quarter. The slowdown in lending generally was consistent across all types of loans. Delinquency rates on farm loans increased at a steady pace through the first quarter, and ag credit conditions remained weak. Recently implemented government lending programs like the Paycheck Protection Program and economic injury disaster loans likely supplemented the financial need of some producers, while direct aid payments could help offset declines in farm revenue for 2020. The Renewable Fuels Association says their industry has lost more than $3.4 billion in revenue streaming from the COVID-19 pandemic. An industry analysis released by the association found that the pandemic-related damages in 2020 and 2021 could reach nearly $9 billion. This data, based on the latest projections from the Energy Information Administration and Ag Policy Research Institute. Between March and June of this year, the study by RFA found that the cumulative decline in ethanol production and consumption exceeded 1.3 billion gallons, and nearly 500 million fewer bushels of corn were used in ethanol production during the period. Assuming current market conditions do not deteriorate, total pandemic-related revenue losses for the industry could approach $7 billion in 2020, $1.8 billion in 2021. However, if states adopt additional travel and business restrictions, the losses may even be larger, could surpass $10 billion estimate from RFA's initial forward-looking analysis that was released back in April. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning and good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest update. Summer harvest updates right here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by the Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Before we look a couple of regions throughout the state of Nebraska, we've got a few elevator reports coming out of the state, including from Ag Valley in Bartley, Nebraska, reporting at about 90 to 95% harvested in that region. Moisture coming in at about 12 to 14%. The protein numbers at 11%, and the test weights coming in at about 60 to 62 pounds. Another region that is near completion includes Frenchman Valley near Grant, Nebraska. The test weights coming in at 52 to 62 pounds. Protein at 11 to 11.5%, and the moisture right on 11% as well. Going to a area that is just now beginning harvest at about 25% harvested. The Farmers Co-op in Hemingford, Nebraska. The test weights at 61 pounds, protein at 11%, and the moisture at 11 to 12%, including a few regions around the area. We'll start in southwest Nebraska, where the producers in the southwest region of the state have pretty much wrapped up their harvest, with reports about the 98% of the crop being cut at this point, as the region with a vast range of yields throughout their fields, with reports of 35 to 70 bushels an acre. Test weights were ranging as well from 56 to 64 pounds, and the protein was between 9 to 14%. Some spring wheat has been harvested with varying results as well, but the bulk of the harvest will get started within the next week or so. The latest USDA crop progress report for last week came out saying winter wheat condition rated 4% very poor, 13% poor, 38% fair, 42% good, and 3% excellent. Winter wheat harvested was at 50% throughout the state of Nebraska, well ahead of 11% last year and ahead of the 40% five-year average. Sam Speck, your latest summer harvest update through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Say, did you get any of that Sahara Desert dust? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
So, did any of that Saharan Desert dust land on your land? It's quite the spectacle when you look at it from the satellite view, showing this huge band of dust emanating from the Sahara Desert and starting to circle the globe. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the USDA. He says, while it may be uncommon for us, it's pretty much run-of-the-mill over there.
The Sahara Desert covers much of northern Africa. And during a typical summer season, you see thunderstorms forming to the south of the Sahara, and they track westward on easterly winds through the tropics. The northern edge of those thunderstorms quite often lift dust from the Sahara and push it westward across the Atlantic Basin.
But when that dust started showing up over here last month, that was fairly rare.
It was in the satellite era, one of the worst that we have seen since at least the mid-1990s. In some locations, based on visibility and air quality, it was the worst in many, many decades. So basically a 1 in 25 to 1 in 50 year dust occurrence. Eventually, that moved across the Caribbean Basin and led to visibilities as low as 3 miles in the U.S. Virgin Islands and across Puerto Rico. Some of that dust finally reaching into the Gulf Coast region of the United States, where we did see reduced visibilities in cities like Houston and across southern Florida as well.
And Brad Rippey says that dust event has pretty much moved on, but there is a lot more where that came from.
There has been some more dust lifted since then, but it's more dispersed and a little more diffuse than the original surge of dust. And so we're not expecting conditions to deteriorate to the point that they did after the big mid to late June event.
Now, believe it or not, with all that dust and the environmental implications of it coming to us, there is a little bit of a silver lining.
At least when the dust is present, it does act as a suppressing influence on tropical formation,
which can turn into hurricanes.
So as long as the dust sticks around in a significant concentration across the tropical Atlantic, it's unlikely that we'll see any strong tropical formations, at least in the dust area, at least temporarily for the next few days or weeks, depending on how long the dust event persists. We may not see much activity in that part of the Atlantic basin. But that said, we do still expect to have an active tropical season. We've already had four named storms, so this looks like a temporary break in what we expect to be an active Atlantic tropical season.
And Brad Rippey, a meteorologist with the USDA, points out that most of the named storms and hurricanes occur after August 1st in the U.S. Back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepay discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 72 with hazy sunshine, a light southeast wind. Highs around 90 today, middle 90s on Saturday with a warm-up heading into the weekend.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as we continue to get prepared for the fall semester and fall athletics across the country, the NCAA has announced that college football players should be tested for COVID-19 at least 72 hours before each game. Cake News also reports that any players with high-risk exposure to the coronavirus should be quarantined for 14 days, and everybody on the sideline should wear a mask as well. The NCAA did release its safety guidelines on Thursday this week to help member schools navigate competition during the pandemic. At the same time, the American Athletic Conference also announced that it would be requiring all schools to test football players for COVID-19 at least 72 hours prior to competition. The Power 5 conferences are expected to require the same thing. In other news, as the shortened baseball season is set to get underway next week, left-hander Danny Duffy is set to start for the Kansas City Royals in their very first game against the Cleveland Indians next week. It will be Duffy's third start on opening day, as right-hander Brad Kelly, who started the opening season last year, is sidelined for testing positive for the virus.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers up select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solo, and Stinger. New KMS with 1333 to 1000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805. Expires July 31st, 2020.
Marysville Post 163 Legion baseball team set to wrap up the season with a weekend homestand hosting Seneca. Games at 6 and 8 at Feldhausen Field tonight. Topeka G team is in for games at 3 and 5 on Saturday.
Everybody knows you should put ice on an injured muscle or joint, right? But everybody might be wrong. A look at some new recommendations today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 17th, the 199th day of the year. Actor James Cagney was born on this day, and Disneyland theme park opened in Anaheim, California on this day in 1955. If you strain a muscle or twist an ankle this summer, it's a good bet someone will suggest putting an ice pack on it. And while it will certainly provide temporary pain relief, the practice is getting a second look by rehab experts. It turns out that inflammation is a necessary step in the healing process. It's initiated by our immune system to heal damaged tissue and muscle. Icing a wound may not only short-circuit that process, but it can restrict blood flow and damage healthy tissue. For minor aches and pains, ditching the ice pack may help shorten the overall recovery time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Just smile.